7942.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria peaks today at 28 degrees. Joburg 27. Bombella high of 32.
In Ormond, a collision on Xavier Street near the M1 highway. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
In your sport, Novak Djokovic goes in pursuit of an 11th Melbourne and record 25th Grand Slam singles title. And despite a poor start to the EPCR and Challenge Cup competitions, South Africa's franchises still in the running.
The school bells have signalled the start of the new academic year.
My name is Nkosingi Phile. I'm 6 years old. I'm very happy. I'm going to school. I'm play after kids.
The young Nkosingi Phile is at Bram Fischer Primary School in Soweto to start his 12-year school career. Gauteng Education MEC Matomi Chimolwane is expected at the school this morning to inspect proceedings of the first school day of the year. Basic Education Minister Zawiwe Karube is at a primary school in the Eastern Cape.
Are we ready for day one? On this very day, every single school should be ready to receive learners. Today is not a day for orientation. Today is the first day of teaching.
Kwarube said on SABC TV News this morning she's been keeping an eye on schools across the country and she's expected to receive a complete report later today.
We are looking fairly well. I mean, there are provinces that are experiencing some glitches. I have been in touch with the Director General this morning, who is giving me a status update. It's obviously a huge logistical undertaking. There's 25,000 schools across the country.
In other news, in Stilfontein in the northwest, the third day of operations is set to resume this hour, with mine safety teams and the police trying to reach illegal mine workers underground in shaft 11 of an abandoned gold mine. National Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says 51 bodies were recovered yesterday, while there were 106 arrests.
Confiscated materials since the start of operations in Stilfontein since December 2023 include over 640 kilograms of gold-bearing material, firearms and cash amounting to 52 million rand.
More at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. To America, where it's been confirmed that billionaires Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg will attend President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration in Washington on Monday. It's reported that the three men will be seated together on the platform with prominent guests. It's said to further highlight the tech mogul's efforts to develop closer ties with the incoming president. And Australia is known for being the home of some of the most dangerous animals on Earth. And now they have a new one. A bigger and more venomous species of funnel web spider has been discovered in the east of Australia near Sydney. Nicknamed Big Boy, the spider can grow up to 9 centimeters with larger venom glands and larger fangs.
Oh, nice.
It's said to be injecting a copious amount of venom when it bites, but residents have been told not to panic. There is sufficient anti-venom available.
And those spiders are big.
I've seen a picture of that thing. Dit lyk soos iets. Jy weet daai movies met die, dan kom die goggels so uit die aarde uit met die bene wat so lank is. Dit lyk vir my so.
No, they're exceptionally big. One of our kind of more unusual spiders in South Africa, have you heard of the Red Roman?
The one that chases you.
Yeah, they can go up to 16 kilometers an hour.
No, they can't.
Apparently.
What?
I don't know if it's true, but I read somewhere. So they move quickly and
they're fast.
Scuttle around and stuff. Yeah, and it's like a hybrid scorpion spider kind of thing.
That's faster than traffic on the highway in some places this morning.
Yeah.
That's it.
Daai spinnekop gaan voor jou by die skool wees.
Vir jou wag.
Luister, welkom by jou skooljaar van 2025. Ek wou actually 'n skoolklok. Ons moet van daai klokke kry.
Ja. Maar hulle gebruik